Pakistan is claiming major victories against al-Qaeda. Military officials there say they've killed about 70 terrorists recently along the border with Afghanistan. And a raid this month in the southern city of Karachi captured 10 suspected militants, including two relatives of senior al-Qaeda strategist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But the terror sweep hasn't yet netted Osama bin Laden or his top deputies. And as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, some question whether the Pakistanis could be doing more.
For a day or so, back in March, the world's attention was riveted on an area known as South Waziristan in Pakistan's northwest tribal territories. A fierce battle was underway, and Pakistani officials excitedly briefed reporters that troops might have cornered Ayman al-Zawahiri, bin Laden's number two man. Those reports turned out to be false, and these days, says Ashraf Jehangir Qazi, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Pakistan is careful to sow more modest expectations.
Whether or not we immediately apprehend high-value targets is an important objective, but I mean, the basic thing is to keep these people under pressure, on the hop, on the run, on the move, so that they just can't sort of, you know, sit in one place and do anything that they're not supposed to be doing.
In that sense, Ambassador Qazi says the ongoing anti-terror operations are a success. He points to the 600 al-Qaeda suspects already killed or captured inside Pakistan's borders. Milton Bearden is a retired CIA station chief for Pakistan. He agrees that the country is doing a lot to fight terrorism, including playing a key role in catching high-profile terror suspects such as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib.
It wasn't Americans in black ninja suits sweeping into the labyrinth alleys of Karachi and other cities in Pakistan. It was the Pakistanis that did it. So as we judge how they're doing today, let's remember that the successes we claim in this war on terrorism, at least 50% of them began with Pakistani military and intelligence officers kicking in a door somewhere.
It's worth noting that most of the door-kicking that's led to the capture of big-name suspects has been in cities. Pakistan's military has had a much tougher time in the tribal areas, where the terrain is rough and the central government's authority patchy at best. Milton Bearden says Pakistani troops join a long line of armies that have struggled in South Waziristan.
Everybody throughout history has had trouble in that area. Alexander the Great ran into a giant mess and almost lost his wagon train going through the Khyber Pass. Babur, the great Mughal emperor, just finally threw up his hands and said he can't collect taxes from those guys in Waziristan. So, sure, they're kind of creating their playbook as they go along here.
Some critics wonder whether Pakistan's playbook might be long on talk and relatively short on action. Last December, there were two assassination attempts against President Pervez Musharraf, reportedly the work of Islamic extremists who accuse Musharraf of kowtowing to the U.S. There are questions about whether Musharraf is overly wary of provoking the many al-Qaeda sympathizers in Pakistan. Robert Oakley is a former ambassador to Pakistan, also a former State Department counterterrorism chief. He believes Pakistan is taking great risks as it pursues the war on terror.
We, of course, always want more. We think we can solve problems overnight. The Pakistanis say it's going to take a lot of time. 25 years of mounting Islamic militancy and extremism and jihadism can't be turned around overnight. But I think at the moment they're in better shape than they have been.
There is, of course, the nagging fact that the highest-profile target, Osama bin Laden, is still at large. Ambassador Qazi says that's frustrating, but not Pakistan's fault.
We don't even know if the guy's alive. And if he is alive, nobody knows for sure where he is. He may well be in Pakistan, but he might not be in Pakistan. He might be in Afghanistan. He might be elsewhere. So it's not as if we've got him in a cupboard.
That's a view seconded by the outgoing U.S. commander who's led the hunt for bin Laden in Afghanistan. Yesterday, Colonel Walter Hurd told reporters it could take another 10 years to catch bin Laden. Or, he said, it could happen this afternoon. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.